This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome into the Divas Dish. It is Sheree Taylor. Welcome into February. It's supposed to be lucky because 2 is the number that you associate love with. So it is 2-2-22. Actually, there's a lot of twos. It's 2-2-2022.
I think that's such a cool day. How cool would that be to have that as your birthday?
I know. Very cool. Even cooler, the 22nd.
Oh, true.
That's a lot of twos. 2-2-2-2-2-2-2.
It's like when you have to remember the last 4 digits of your social and stuff like that. When you're a kid and you use that as your password. Oh, mine's all 2s. No big deal.
Oh my gosh. No big deal.
All 2s.
There you go. Wow. So it is the 2nd of February, which means it's Groundhog Day. And back in 1993, Andy McDowell, who is from our area, just up the street here in Gaffney, and Bill Murray did a wonderful movie that we feel like we are living for the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of 2s going on here.
Ugh.
By the way, I just want to say, as I was coming down the road heading toward the studio, I texted you, Punxsutawney is a punk. And so that is what we are titling this podcast. Punxsutawney Phil is the biggest punk I know. 6 more weeks of winter. I can't take it. I couldn't even take the week and a half we had of snow, flurries possible, and then, oh yeah, crunchy ice.
So I watched this happen. I watched him, you know, pick. And I put it up on the Magic Facebook page, and I was watching along with our listeners. He didn't even, like, there's no shadow. He literally, they got him out of his little stump. Literally, it's a stump. Got him out, and he's so freaking cute. And they're holding him up to the sky like, you know, Rafiki holding up baby Simba. And then, exactly, that's what it looked like. And then they sit him down on the top of this stump, and there's 2 scrolls. One is, I guess, for winter, and one is for spring. And he, like, walked over and, like, nommed on one of the scrolls. And so these people in their top hats get the scroll out, and they're like, he declares, and goes on and on and on. And it's like 6 more weeks of winter. And I'm like, there's no shadow.
Okay. I'm going to throw some shade on Mr. Phil and the dudes in the top hat. What if they, I don't know, put some bait on one of those scrolls? Maybe they put groundhog chow. I'm not even sure what they would eat, but groundhog chow on one of the scrolls and said, yeah, you don't want to go to this one. This one's Brussels sprouts and this is groundhog chow.
Well, and they do it at 7:25 in the morning. And so there's no sun. How did he see his shadow? I was watching. There was no shadow.
I'm just saying, we're going to throw shade at you, Phil. You are a punk. Until you prove us otherwise wrong, that maybe you went to the wrong scroll. I'm hoping you're wrong. Because before you've said, oh no, spring is on the way. And then we've had horrible, horrible winter after that. So maybe you could be wrong.
And all of the people in the Midwest right now are laughing at him because they're declared, you know, 2 feet of snow over the next couple of days. And they're like, well, all right, I guess you're right.
Okay.
But us down here, we've already had our snow. We're done.
You know what? The shelves have still not been replenished.
No,
in some
they
stores.
Haven't.
You know what's weird? It's like, you know, the bread and milk is out and that kind of thing. Cat food and dog food out.
Yes. And diapers.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeesh. I mean, it could get bad.
And it could, like, yeah, you still saying. Have one in diapers. He's not in pull-ups yet, is he?
No.
He's in diapers. Oh, wow. Yeah.
So, yeah, no. Thankfully, I went to Sam's before all this started because I feel like baby food, baby formula, I mean, that's probably going.
But, you know, I'm one of those moms that I had time. I made baby food for my kids.
I made Owens.
There were certain ones that I would buy. There was like a fruit medley. And I was telling somebody the other day, some friends of mine, that there are certain words that everybody messes up. Because one of them said, oh, I can't say this. And I can't remember what it was. She said she could. My neighbor, Michelle, it was one of her friends. And she goes, oh, I can't say that. I always mess that up. I said, it's okay. My dad always messed up mesquite. He always called it mystique.
Aww.
Like barbecue, and all I could think was like barbecue sauce going, hey, baby, I got a little mystique going
right.
on. Right. But there was a fruit, I can't even say it now without laughing, it's not beaches, it's Gerber baby food.
Yeah.
That made like in the plastic containers, it was a fruit medley, right? And my mom always called it fruit melody.
Oh.
Aww. And so like every once in a while, you'll see it on the shelves as I'm going down the baby aisle because I don't have any need to go there otherwise. But it's just like, I'll look down, I'm like, aww, it's the melody.
Fruit melody.
Fruit melody.
My mother-in-law
that mystique
says
barbecue.
Tortillas.
Tortillas?
Mm-hmm. And she orders them at the Mexican restaurant. She'll be like, oh, I'd like corn tortillas. And I'm just like, no.
Oh my gosh. Are you related to Napoleon Dynamite's grandmother?
Oh God. No, it's not quite that bad.
It's close. Okay. Speaking of popularity, things like that, things you say, you don't say, there are some things that you play and you don't play when it comes to weddings. There were things on your do not playlist for your wedding. Name them.
Every single organized dance song. The Electric Slide, Chicken Dance,
yep.
All of them.
And then I had the DJ say, well, people like doing
nope.
that. I said, they can go to the club afterwards. Because I had a very nice reception at the Woman's Club, and it was a beautiful old, you know, mansion, and, you know, we had a little small dance floor out in the gazebo kind of area, but we didn't, like, want a booming, you know, booty-shaking thing. However, there was one song I did not put on my list of do not play, and I did not expect it, because this was in 2005, when she was huge, because she was the very first American Idol. I love Kelly Clarkson, mm-hmm. but I did not want to walk into my reception hearing a moment like this.
Oh.
I walked in and my friends, their head snapped because they know my musical taste, and they're like, oh my God, did you, Sheree, what? You know, they were expecting steam to be coming out of my ears, and I was just like, you know what? It's never mind. But yeah, you go back and see the video from my wedding and my face when I'm walking into a moment like this.
Oh, no. I understand, and I can actually do you one better. At my wedding, now let me preface, I got married on May the 5th, which is the day after what?
That's after May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
And you had a Yoda cake
we
as
did.
Your groom's cake.
Okay, so you keep that in mind. We had a full Star Wars themed rehearsal dinner at my husband's request. So my mom and
did you wear the Leia buns?
Absolutely not. My mom and my mother-in-law were like, we want to do a surprise entrance, you know, for your reception. Like, do you trust us?
Oh, God,
and
no.
I mean, like, yeah. I mean, my mom has pretty good taste. So I was like, yeah, okay. No. Okay, so my father-in-law is in the Navy. So they do, when you are in a Navy wedding, as you know, they take the swords and they slap the bride on the butt and they're like, welcome to the Navy. There's a whole thing.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so we open the doors at our reception and there's a lovely arch that my family has made of lightsabers. And we walked into our reception to the Imperial March.
I love that.
And then I got slapped on the butt by a lightsaber.
I love
very
that.
End. Good times.
I love that. That would be something like our boss, Super Dave. That
oh,
actually,
yeah.
He did have that. He had
yeah.
that. They left under an arch of lightsabers.
Yeah. No,
yeah.
We left a candy shop from Hangover. You know, that really seductive
uh-huh.
version at the end. Good times. My wedding
yeah.
was so fun.
Let's talk about the most popular songs. Some of the ones on here, I said, no, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, The Electric Slide, Cha-Cha Slide, Cotton Eye Joe, Cupid Shuffle, YMCA. I think we may have still done that one.
No.
I think we did that one. Sweet Caroline, yes.
Unless your bride's name is Caroline, there's no reason to have that song played at your wedding.
We played Brown Eye Girl because I am a Brown
well,
Eye
that's
Girl.
That's different.
I love that one. And at the time, I was working at an oldie station, and I was not always Sheree Taylor on air. When I worked for an oldie station, I was Penny Lane. And this was a surprise for me. I was pretty much the only female working at that station. Bunch of guys. I was the only female there. And so all the guys from the station that I work with and some of the other sister stations in the group that I work for were there. And then they had the DJ put on Penny Lane. And I took turns dancing with all the guys that I work with. I cried. That's precious. I mean, that's one of those beautiful moments I remember from the reception. And also dancing to Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World with my dad. And my dad's had knee surgery, and so his knee was kind of locking on him. And he just looked at me and said, "That's enough." And I said, "Dad, just stand here." He goes, you know, it was like he didn't like being the center of attention. But I remember dancing to that with my dad. And then Penny Lane. Penny Lane made me cry. I can't listen to What a Wonderful World anymore without losing it. My dad. Yeah.
We danced to, my dad and I danced to Walk With You by Edwin McCain.
Aww.
And so
we know and love.
Yeah, Edwin McCain's been hanging out with Hawk and Tom on Mondays, and one of the first times he came in, and I, you know, was talking to him, and I told him about that, and I was like, "Oh, we danced to your song at my wedding," and he was like, "I'll be." I said, "Absolutely not. I am not a cliche girl." I said, "I had to have something different." I said, "My dad and I danced to Walk With You."
I'm not that girl.
Yeah, I'm like, "I'll be." Absolutely not.
Let me just say something about me and Elise. Never basic. Never your basic chicks. Except for the one checking her phone right now, right across from me. Everything going okay? Your face. I was like, "Oh my gosh, are we live on the air?"
So my mother-in-law just texts me, who she's staying at home with Owen.
Just mentioned her.
Right. So she keeps, it's like one of those like Beetlejuice. She just texts me and she said, She said, "I discovered something with Owen grabbing and running away with my phone. If a certain button is pressed 5 times, it sends out an SOS alarm and calls 911. I cut the alarm off, and that ended the call. I thought it was over. A few minutes later, 911 dispatch calls me to see that if I'm okay. I explained it was an accident and then had to provide the address and my name to clear the call. I guess I need to read up on emergency procedures through my phone." Says, "Gonna take him back to my house and not give him my phone anymore."
Do you have an old iPhone you can give him or something?
I know. I'm like, he has plenty of like play stuff, but occasionally he like grabs the phone and runs away.
Oh yeah, they all do that. They do that. Like Bennett, the other day, I was in my home studio working. My mom happened to call. He came in from school. I was like, "Hey, your BB's here. You want to talk to you?" He takes off with my phone. And you know, to connect to certain things with our company, you actually have to have phone access. And I'm like, "Bennett, I'm downstairs. He's 2 floors above me. Bennett, I need my phone. Bennett, I need my phone." Finally, I go up the stairs. I'm like, "Bennett, I need my phone." "Oh, I walked in your room and put it on your bed."
Yes, because that's where I am.
Yeah, you could have told me. You could have said, "Here, Mom, I'm done with the phone." "Oh, no, I didn't want to bother you." "Oh, now you don't want to bother me. Okay."
Yeah, so just a quick tip for anybody that has young children. Apparently, you can, in fact, dial 911 without dialing 911 on your iPhone.
I'm just wondering, can we do that so we can get a break?
I know, right? I'm like, "Oh, it was an accident."
It's like that meme you see that's like, you know, my kid, you know, didn't want to clean up after themselves and they said they were going to threaten to call DSS on me. You know what? That means I would probably get a little time off.
Lord,
so yeah, please do.
I did that as a child.
I think we all did. You know, I got so mad one day. I said, "I'm going to run away." My brother Craig, who just celebrated a birthday, I won't say which one it was. It's pretty big. It's bigger than mine. But he went in my room and started packing my clothes for me. My brother.
Well, we on the...
Not
the,
my sister.
Which, you know, that would have been the obvious choice.
Yeah.
On the snow day, I go over to my best friend Erin's house down the street, and there's a backpack sitting there. And I was like, "What are you, did you go into school?" And she was like, "Oh, no, that's Tegan's. She tried to run away this morning, and we helped her pack and told her that we were going to walk her to the end of the driveway." And she said she got about, you know, a couple, you know, steps off the driveway and was like, "It's pretty cold," and just turned right back around. And now she has a backpack full of stuff. But
just
she was very prepared. She had books. She had a nightlight. She had a blanket. I'm like, "Were you going to plug that nightlight in?" And she just looked at me like, "Oh." And there was like toothbrush. I mean, this kid was prepared.
That's good.
Ella's never said it, but yeah, it's coming.
Oh yeah. I think they all do. And then, you know, or the wonderful one of when I'm older. Yeah. Okay.
oh, I've learned to stop saying that. Well, my kids will never do this, because they will.
Oh, no, no. With the kid, you know how we used to say, oh, when I'm older, when mm-hmm. I have my own place, I'm going to do. No. No, I'm going to have little tyrants telling me how to run my life. Yep. Like the other night, I put together some furniture, rearranged the living room because I got so sick of where the placement was and the kids just shoving shoes and socks and everything under the couch. I sent you pictures mm-hmm. and I had just had it. I had just had it. So I rearranged furniture, put some other stuff together. Just trying to rearrange and add some more zen, because with everything going on, it's best to, my mom always did this. We always said Moving Millie, because her real name is Millie. Everybody calls her BB. But Moving Millie struck again whenever she was thinking or had something on her mind or needed to clear the air, she would rearrange her house.
Oh, my mom did too.
Mm-hmm. And so I literally sent pictures to my mom and my brother and my sister, like in a group family text. And I said, Moving Millie Jr. has struck again.
Oh, my dad like always hated going out of town mm-hmm. because he knew as soon as he got back into town, the furniture was going to be completely different.
Oh, yeah.
Every
oh,
time.
Yeah. But tell everybody why you're going on Nerdapalooza. That's what we're calling it. Nerdapalooza.
It really is. And I would not be doing this, number one, alone. Number two, I wouldn't be doing this in general.
Going to Columbia.
So I'm going to Columbia to meet a guy basically halfway. He lives in Myrtle Beach. And him and my husband met on Facebook for a group of people that play the Game of Thrones card game. Yes, there is a Game of Thrones card game. That was the first thing that I asked. I did not know this was a thing.
I can't even make a sound. I just closed my eyes when you said that and thought, oh, good Lord. Yeah. I always say you two are polar opposites. Oh, wow.
Yeah. He tried to get me to play with him one time. And it was very confusing. And so he hasn't really played. So when this man said he was looking for more cards, because you can, you know, collect different types and play. It's an actual game you play.
You really have that many friends if you're playing a game of card, a Game of Thrones card game? You have that many that you need double decks?
He plays with his kids. So there's a whole family of them.
Oh, wow.
And so he's like, you know, I play with my kids. I'm looking for more. So Colin's like, well, I'll, you know, put out there what I have. He's like, I don't really play. Might as well make some money off of it. Well, so the guy offered him $350 mm-hmm. for this set of cards that he has. And he only has about $150 actually in the cards. So he's making a good profit.
He's making a good profit. Oh, good yeah. thing this will not air until Friday after you see the guy.
Exactly. And so he was like, you know, we can meet in Columbia. And Colin said, great, we'll meet on the weekend. I'm a teacher. I can't meet during the week. Guy says, no, I work in Columbia during the week. I live in Myrtle Beach. You know, if you want to meet in Columbia, I've got to do it during the week. So then that now falls on me.
Because you have nothing else to do.
Yeah. I mean, I have nothing better to do than yeah. drive 2.5 hours to meet at a Walmart on Garner's Ferry.
Oh, it gets better. Yeah. You're meeting inside the Walmart, but the guy feels the need to tell Colin.
Oh, yeah. He says, now you'll know it's me because I'm driving a brand new black Mercedes SUV. And I'm like, catch me in my Kia.
Catch me in my Kia. And I'm laughing. If you're not familiar that much with Columbia Garner's Ferry, not exactly the best reputation in the area of Columbia. It's right off the interstate. It's kind of like, yeah. I don't want to say sketchy. I don't want to say dirty. It's just not the best, okay?
Yeah.
And anyway, so the guy's telling you that I will be in the only black Mercedes in
right.
the parking lot.
Yeah. I mean,
that's when you go, oh, the black Mercedes, then we've just upped this to 750.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's the even
okay,
thousand.
The fact that you're meeting inside a Walmart is good because they're cameras.
Yes.
Okay. You're going to have to share your location with me until you're gone.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm not letting that happen. I'm sorry. I mean, your dad's a cop, but I'm like your big sister. So, no.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're not going to tell my dad that this is happening.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to tell him this is happening. In case he listens to the podcast, it won't be up till Friday. So it'll be fine.
I should be. But you know what that means for Colin? No more biscuits and gravy.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He would be pretty mad.
Yeah, but you don't go to Fripp for a while. He'll forget about it.
Oh, yeah, he'll forget. But, you know, so fingers crossed that when this podcast goes up that, you know, I am in fact safe from the sketchy Game of Thrones card game collector.
Oh, wow. I mean, come on. I mean, it's going to have to be safe. Obviously, you stand near the front where they see cameras and stuff like that. You know how you see yourself on the camera? Meet the guy there, because he'd have to be right in front of the camera to see.
We're going
to
swap out at the self-checkout. You know, those cameras are horrible. They're right there in your face, but we'll swap right here.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because you don't want that to be the last image of you someone sees. Last seen in Garner's Ferry Walmart. Elise Riley. Oh, my God. And then, you know what I would say? Elise, you know when a camera's on you, how to stand and how to position your face. You know your good side.
Exactly.
They would be interviewing me about you, and I'd be like, she knew her good side, but why was she facing that way? Well, I'm looking at you now, and I know your best side.
I know.
You know what your best side is?
I know yours, the one that I have to stand on every time we take a picture.
Mm-hmm. Yours is the left.
Yeah.
Yours is the left. Mine is the left, too, so we always have to adjust. But we make it work.
That's because we both part our hair the same way.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, so fingers crossed that I make it through this exchange. I will keep you updated. And hopefully I'll be with you this weekend on my show.
Hopefully, because you know, I don't want to have to do your show this weekend. Oh, my gosh. All right, so Punxsutawney's a punk. Songs we will never play. Elise married a geek.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. But he's so sweet. Okay, and the average person. Hey, is Colin going to use this money that you're going to get in exchange for this to give you something very nice for Valentine's Day? Or do you get a cut of this, like a delivery fee? Or are you just a Game of Thrones mule? Is that what you are, a mule for Game of Thrones?
Yeah, I'm just the mule. Colin, I can tell you right now that Colin will not get me anything for Valentine's Day.
It's not
He doesn't, he's not like a gift giver. Like, he didn't get me anything for Christmas. We're going to Ireland. I've talked about this before.
Yes.
We're going to Ireland for our 10-year wedding anniversary in June. So basically what we said is, you know, any kind of, in lieu of gifts, we'll put whatever money we were going to spend aside and just put it towards Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's what he says. He's like, well, I made $350 for Ireland. And I'm like, well, let me take off the gas money I'm going to spend and the Chick-fil-A I'm going to get on the way back.
See, if I was with you, we would go to Crepes et Croissant.
Oh, God, I love that place. Give me some lemon strawberry crepes.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go there alone.
You know, you have to go there with me. And, of course, we have to get the Café Melange to drink.
So good.
Oh, so good.
And the creme brulee on the way out.
Oh, yeah. Cash, because that's what you do. Mm. However, we'll be going back there this summer because we are putting the Diva Stitch podcast, as well as my show, as well as some other projects that we've been working on here at the station, in for the Star Awards for the South Carolina Broadcasters Association. We've won 3, so we're going for 3 more.
Yes, I can't wait. I feel like we should definitely list our upcoming road trip that we are about to do. I think that one is going to be, that's a winner.
Well, the thing about it is it has to be by a certain date, so it'll be after the date. It'll have to go on the 2023.
Oh no, we already got some submissions for that one.
I know, right? Because we actually, the way it fell last year when we did Women's Week, we did all that production for that, and it won't go on until this year. So we're doing Women's Week again. We're going to make it even better. So we're going to, if you win, you can't submit back-to-back on the things, but we will be submitting that, the Diva's Dish podcast, as well as the show.
Which is going to be perfect, because then the next year, we will submit Magic Road Trips.
Yes. Because speaking of Magic Road Trips, we had another promotional planning meeting for it. We told you last week that there is a festival coming to Highlands in April. And we are going to be working, hopefully, we're trying to get everything ironed out with the Bear Shadow Festival, a 3-day music festival in Highlands, North Carolina. Absolutely beautiful surroundings. It's a wonderful festival. It is one of my favorite locations in North Carolina.
And I have never been here. And so I'm so excited to get to explore and do all of the fun things that we are working on. We've got some amazing behind the scenes things we're working on, trying to get, you know, ironed out.
And you know I love hikes, right? Ew. Hiking is involved in this. I know you don't like it. Hiking is involved in this. I'm so geeked out over that. Because there's something that I can't say because it's not official yet. But
is there something at the end that I can hike towards?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we will get to showcase our digital and online talents with it.
Oh, okay. I'm intrigued.
Oh my gosh. I can't tell you on air, but I will tell you off air. It's so fun. When they said that, I almost cried. Because you know I geek out over hikes and nature and all this other stuff.
Oh, I do not. But
I mean, I'm not going to camp in a tent.
No.
I will glamp. I will glamp all day long. However, I do like hikes, but I also like taking a hot shower afterwards.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I will watch you hike.
But there are waterfalls everywhere. It's beautiful.
I'm really, really excited to try all these new things because I've never done a magic road trip before. I've never been to Highlands.
I know. You've always been here while mm-hmm. I've had to work. You've always been filling in for me. So,
but this time I get to go, and I'm so excited for us to get away together and for us to share everything with the listeners. It's
We're allowed
fun.
To bring a crew.
Oh, good. Now we can discuss who our crew is going to be.
Well, we know who our camera person
is. Well, we
has
obviously,
to be.
Yeah, we have, you know, we're obviously loyal to one person. We only trust one person, really.
Oh, yes.
Let's be honest.
This is the guy that when we did a magic road trip years ago to Dollywood, he stood in the same spot in. It was freezing cold. It was December because it was the holiday season.
Oh, yeah.
He stood in the same spot to get the perfect shot of the train coming towards him. This one 10-second shot, he worked to get. I mean, he is that good.
See, that's and right. Then, we only trust him.
We only trust one. So, yeah. So, and of course, we made fun. It's our producer, Austin, who actually is on furlough right now because that happens with a lot of companies. But we are allowed to bring him back for events such as that. So
awesome.
So, yeah, and he just had a birthday, so we did wish him a happy birthday, and I had to share some of the wonderful behind the scenes and, of course, the pictures, the baby pictures his mom shared.
That's what happens.
He hated me for that. It's what happens. I'm like, who knew? Oh, my gosh, you have eyes under all that hair?
Oh, don't worry. We'll get you back. You have a really big birthday this year.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah, we'll get you back.
My brother and sister pointed that out the other day. I said, all right, catch me if you can.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, we're going to go on a trip for it. Like, you don't just not do something for that birthday.
No, you don't. Yeah, I'm going to be on a trip, and I just don't want to be here. So, yeah. So maybe we can do that one, a magic road trip.
Exactly.
Cherie's magical road trip of 25 again.
Yes, 25.
Again. The sequel. 25,
yes,
the sequel.
25, the sequel.
25, the sequel.
Yes, we will have to do a magic road trip for your birthday for sure.
Definitely. Okay, so we were going to talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We'll talk about that on the next one. Got to wrap this up. Of course, we're still doing cards for troops. The final day to send those in is the 8th. So make your Valentine's Day card. You can send them here to 25 Garlington Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Or you can go to our website, magic989.com, and find out how you can send those in. Or you can set up an appointment time to drop them off.
Got a lot of fun stuff coming up. Stay tuned for more details.
Oh, I can't wait because we will be leading up for the month heading to Bear Shadow. Everything that you can do, and we're working on bringing some of our listeners with us.
Oh, yeah. And make sure you go search Bear Shadow Music Festival. Go ahead and look at it. Their website is gorgeous.
Yes.
Go ahead and explore the Highlands website. Start making a list of stuff you want to do.
Oh, yeah.
We have,
and we actually will be making a little travel trip itinerary for you and stuff like that. So it's going to be fun.
Oh, I can't wait.
And interviewing some of the artists ahead of time, too.
Yes. Oh, I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Me, too. All right. Well, thanks for joining us for the Divas Dish Podcast. You can get the Divas Dish Podcast anywhere you get your podcasts, especially the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher. And, of course, like and subscribe and share it with your friends. Thanks for joining us. I'm Cherie Taylor, and she's
Elise Riley.
An Odyssey Station. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.